Most people have a hobby, and some people depend on trends. This is a story about a high school student who shows every day that being involved with music isn't just a trend for him. He has a musical heritage through his parents and roots in Seattle's Central District that gravitates him to the art of hip-hop. D'Omari Charles for Radioactive has his story.
Upendu Moore is a junior at Garfield High School. He is a very dedicated person, especially when it comes to music. While in class, he'll sometimes put his headphones on his head and work on his music and make beats. But in the midst of all this, he still gets A's and B's.
Music is my life. Without music, I wouldn't be able to live without it. It's hard for me to sometimes, you know, to go days even without my headphones, but the importance and the value that it has to me is immeasurable.
Upendu had a great sense of rhythm before he could even talk.
Well, I started playing the drums when I was 18 months old. I've always been around music, and I've always kind of just absorbed, you know, the way of the game through my parents, my mom, my dad, and then a lot of their associates.
Upendu's mom and dad are Jonathan Moore and Erica Kailia White. They started making music in the early 90s. Jonathan Moore now manages lots of artists, including Vitamin D, and was the tour manager of Blackalicious. Upendu's parents passed down their knowledge about music and rhythm to him. He was 4 years old when he realized that music was going to be a part of his life for the rest of his life. That was the year that he performed on stage with The Roots. They were working with Upendu's parents. At this early age, Upendu started playing other instruments like the piano, guitar, and the trumpet.
I'm not new to this. I've spent, you know, years developing my sound and how, you know what I mean? I've been making beats, like seriously started making beats when I was about 8 years old.
He started making beats with drums and beatboxing. Now he uses every instrument he can, and when he isn't making his own beats from scratch, he finds awesome samples to use. This beat is called The Blind Samurai. This beat represents struggle and also power in our black community. Upendu said that growing up in the Central District and going to Garfield High School pushed him to be more involved in hip-hop. He always thinks about what life would be like if he were involved in all the violence he's seen and heard about. So he pushes himself to do better and continues to make music and not give up.
Hip-hop, in the time that it came out, it was a way for people of color, mainly black people, to express themselves.
One of the ways Upendu expresses himself is by the way he dresses. He dresses like an 80s baby. No flashy stuff, just original and old school. Upendu hangs around people who always want to make music, even on a bad day. He makes music with my brother Jay Harris. Here is a beat by the both of them called Come to Jesus.
That beat, I'm actually working on a mixtape with another person in my group right now, and the theme for it, I want to sample, you know, gospel music, and I found this dope sample, which I don't want to say just right now. I found it, and I just fell in love with it, and I chopped it up, and I made a beat out of it.
Just like any other upcoming producer, Upendu is already making his own name and labeling his product, Umore Productions. Upendu's dad helps him get some of his equipment and hosts and books his shows. Growing up, Upendu had to learn how to balance his musical side and his school side. He's in AP classes. He gets a lot of homework, but manages to fit his music into his schedule after homework. He's not making music to get famous or fit in. He does it to inspire people.
Really, my goal is just to touch as many people as possible with my music and hopefully spread a message or provide a feeling of, you know, happiness or empowerment just through my music. I just hope that with what I do, you know, creating my own lane and making the music that I make, that the smart will follow.
Upendu manages to keep his music career in his life and never forget where he came from. For Radioactive, this is D'Omari Charles. Thank you for listening.